Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of jokes today. Thank you all for sending them in. Alice and CJ, Rhonda in Peoria sent in jokes, and Mike in Antioch, and Jim and Eleanor in Janesville, Wisconsin, and Kevin in Lincoln Park, and Dave in Hammond, Indiana, and Carrie in Madison, Wisconsin. Valerie and Laura in Homewood, who wrote, "Love your daily jokes. We grew up in Chicago. Now, my brother, living in Germany, listens to WGN as he goes through chemo. He sends via WhatsApp recordings of your jokes to us each day." And here's a note that reads, "This is Elena, age 9, from Lake in the Hills. I would like to tell you a joke about a cookie, but it's too crummy." And Monique sent this joke in. She said, well, she sent a joke in. She said, "This is from my husband, actually, who will gift any mug he receives to me. Remember, we'll randomly select from jokes sent to John Williams at WGNradio.com, a WGN Radio Speed Jokes coffee mug. Send me your jokes. I don't want to say that I'm watching too many cop shows on TV, but last night on TV, the police pulled a guy over, and I instinctively put my beer under the sofa. Cannibal goes to the doctor and says, "I'm feeling constipated." Doctor says, "Eat more vegetarians." There was once a poet named Bates. His poems weren't always first rate. His first lines weren't bad, but the problem he had was that he always tried to put too many syllables into the last line and completely wreck the whole thing.
Yeah. It's a run-on sentence.
Sorry. Remember, my wife and kids are threatening to leave me because of my addiction to horse racing, and they're off. And yesterday, I told you that my wife was going to leave me if I didn't stop talking about infrastructure, and I said that we would cross that bridge when we get there. Well, now my wife says she's going to leave me if I don't stop talking about airports. And I told her I can't help it, it's terminal. Hey, Andy, what did the orange say to the potato?
I have no idea, John.
Nothing, Andy. Oranges can't talk. Come on. This is a stick-up.
Your note says, put the money in the bag or your geography?
That's right.
Don't you mean history?
Don't change the subject. A woman from Chicago writes, "I just realized that having a husband is like having a dog. Both are afraid of the vacuum cleaner." Yesterday, I told you I was pining for tree jokes. I said I'll be Aspen for some good ones tomorrow. Well, here's what we got. "Hey, John, I ran out of my house after a fight with my husband. I couldn't get back in. Hem locked me out." And why did the chestnut tree feel left out? It never got in on the oak. And hey, John, I recently planted a really expensive tree in my backyard. I spent a lot of money. Oh, we have one more of these, by the way. Hey, John, what's a pine tree's favorite singer? Anybody want to play along? What's a pine tree's favorite singer?
That's not the answer.
Ooh. Andy's out.
Pine tree's favorite singer.
What's a pine tree's favorite singer?
Dang it. Vicky would know this because she's a singer.
She's pretty good at these.
Yeah.
Actually, Vicky's terrible at all of them. Who are we kidding here?
I'm out of practice.
But we love her and Mary. Steve's got nothing for me?
I got nothing, no.
What's a pine tree's favorite singer? It's Bruce...
Spring Pine?
Take two.
It's Bruce. Hold on a second. Oh, it's Spruce Springsteen. Spruce Springsteen. Thank you for the jokes. Share them with your friends. WGNradio.com/speedjokes. That's where they live every single day. Send them to me. You could win a mug. At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines.